Hey, have you guys had that thing happen to you yet where you realize you're too dependent on technology? Yeah, it happened to me. My buddy was visiting from out of town, and he called me up. He's like, dude, I need directions to your house. I was like, all right, cool. You got a pen? And he goes, yeah, and I got to write this down. Here's directions. You're going to go to google.com. You're going to type in my address. Do whatever they say. He was like, I'm not near a computer right now. And I was like, what, do you have GPS in your phone? He goes, no, I have like an old flip phone. It's like, well, then I don't think you come to my house. I have cable and running water. It's going to freak you out.
It's not a car. It's not a house.
Whatever the most important thing is for you.
I'm going to run into something.
You can make millions off of nonsense.
What up?
What's going on, everybody?
Welcome back to another episode
of the Formula.
Are you pondering? We're pondering. We've never done it together. That's so weird.
Synchronized.
Yeah.
A synchronization on the same page.
Today's date is Sunday, October 25th. We're live from Caesar's Palace right now.
Yeah. It's been a while since we did it here. Using up Frick Park. But I guess the beautiful weather may be gone.
I gotta go take my bike somewhere to go get it parked. You know what I'm saying? For the winter.
You got a tarp?
I mean, I'm tarping it, but you know what I'm saying? Old man Winter gonna get up under that skirt.
That's true. they don't do much. find a local storage garage or something.
No, my buddy's grandma got a garage.
Okay. Oh, my dad actually. You might be able to use my.
Really?
Yeah, there's four garages in my parents' house.
Hey.
And I think there's two of them's empty, so. You might be able to squeeze it in one of them.
Hey.
Ain't the best garages, though.
Look, man, I just need to be covered. The four walls.
Yeah.
There could be rats in there and all that. Like, just four walls.
So, yeah, I could actually ask my dad. But obviously, it ain't like the bike's going to take up that much space, you know?
Yeah.
Just put it to the side.
I'm supposed to go work on the other bike.
Oh, okay.
This upcoming weekend.
What's the issue with that bike?
I need a new clutch cable for it. I just ordered a clutch cable, and I got an inspection going for Tuesday. I checked the weather forecast. It's raining and cold. I don't do raining and cold.
That's the worst, man. That's how you get black ice.
That's how you get death.
Yeah, for real, man. That's the worst, man. That's the worst. What's the weather supposed to drop to? Not too cold yet.
It's still in like 50, 60s.
Okay, that ain't too bad.
And
that's not
it's like low 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't mind that. But yeah, the rain, that's when the trouble comes. I can't do anything. Can't do much when it rains.
Freezing rain, though. That's what we're about to get.
Yeah.
The freezing rain.
If it's 60, it can't be freezing rain.
To me.
What's freezing temperature? I don't even know.
Look, it ain't got to be 32 to be freezing to me.
Just get a little wind going.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Rain. Yeah, 60. Yeah, 60 is going to feel like 45.
Get the socks all wet. Walking around with that squishy noise.
Had to catch a putt on. It's like, oh, it's all over. Get that good splash, and it goes everywhere. It's like, damn.
It's like being downtown on a corner trying to cross the street.
Oh, man.
And one of them Pat buses roll back.
Yeah, that's sometimes the worst. When I see people get splashed, I feel so horrible, man. It's just...
You ever splash somebody?
I make sure I don't. I try to ease through the puddles. If I see people, I can't. Just the thought of doing that to somebody, it's just, it hurts. It boils my stomach. I couldn't. I try my best to avoid doing that. Because I've seen that happen to so many people, man.
You got to get them with that melted slow water. Snow water, that slush.
Slushy stuff.
Yeah.
That all dirty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's what you gotta expect in places like this, man. It ain't pretty over here.
speaking of being downtown, me and Darnell was just recently downtown to go see stand-up comedian Bill Burr.
Yeah, one of my favorite comedians.
Darnell found out the dates and extended the invitation to his brother, and I appreciate it.
Hilarious guy.
Yeah.
Mine just turned 6. Mine just turned 7. I just feel hopelessly behind. You know? So what I'm actually thinking of doing, I'm thinking about adopting. You know? Yeah. Absolutely. Recycle. You know? Yeah. Think globally. Act locally. Everything doesn't have to be brand new. You know? It's like when you redo your kitchen. You got custom up top, you got IKEA down the bottom. Right? I'd love to adopt. It's a great thing to do. But if I do it, I'm not telling any of my friends. I'm just going to show up with the kid one day. Just to piss. Mine just turned 6. Mine just turned 7. I'd love to just show up with an 8-year-old like Domino's. Yeah. Now I get to tell you what you don't understand. 7-year-old, where do they turn 8? 8 is such a funny age. Terrible, too. Try the instant 8s when just bam, they're just there like, all their issues. Dude, I should do it, though. I should adopt. I think it's a great thing to do. And I already know what I want to get. I do. I want to get like an 07, 08. Always garage. Good dentition. You know what I would love to do? I'd love to rescue some kid that works in a sweatshop. Wouldn't that be amazing? Like, find the kid that made this shirt. Show up at the factory like, hey, huh? Hey! Hey, bring it in. Bring it in, you maniac. How you doing? You're going back to the States. L-shaped couch, flat screen TV. Get in the car. The rest of you keep sewing. But you, you're coming home with me. Yeah. Dude, how easy.
But, three guys.
How easy would that kid be to
Paul
raise?
Paul Verzi. Jason
right, after
Longhead
the hell he's been through,
Barton,
all I gotta do is let him sit down. I am immediately
he was
the greatest human
very,
being this kid has ever met.
I don't wanna say
just bring him along. Yeah, man, have a seat.
Or cut or dirty.
Yeah, he was very, very dirty.
Yeah,
he was the dirtiest out of the bunch.
He came out on stage and I was just like, is this guy joking or is this? I feel like that was an honest thing he just said there.
Yeah, but he had this joke about Mayweather. He was like, I don't think Mayweather, everyone's talking about these domestic abuse charges. I don't think he hit any of the women. I think he just danced around them and beat them on points.
That was too funny. That was too funny. It was spot on, though.
Yeah. They all had some really good stuff. Paul Verzi had this joke about St. Peter's that was like, yo, it was such a thought out joke.
It was
hilarious. How like he got the bad job out of Moses and Jesus or something.
Yeah, he said he got to heaven and
he's like
Jesus.
I guess
just
the Bible says the first person you see is St. Peter's or something.
Yeah, St. Peter's supposed to be at the gate.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, look, that's not part of the what if I read, but
okay. But how he was explaining it and he said then he researched how often people die. And he says people die every 1.7 seconds. And he was just talking about like how St. Peter's is just like, welcome to eternal life.
Yeah.
Enjoy your stay. Welcome to eternal life. Enjoy your stay. Like over and over. It's like, man, I need a break.
It's like somebody get Jesus. Yeah,
call Jesus over. It's like, man, I got a bad deal on this. I don't know about this one. But he had a good performance. And then who was it? Jason Lawhead. He was like hosting the whole thing. And
he's pretty funny.
He was from Cleveland, and he was talking about his most of his stuff was about sports. He was talking about like growing up, how tough being a Browns fan.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, y'all should be thanking us twice a year.
That was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, man, it was a good show, though. I'm happy I could catch Bill Burr.
And he put on some solid time, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I hate when, like, certain, you know, you go see a show like a comedian or a concert or something like that, and they come out on stage for like half hour and just be like, all right, guys, have a good one.
Yeah. He was definitely out there for at least like an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. He had some stuff he put together, and then he had some work the crowd a little bit. So attack the crowd.
Yay.
So it's a good show, man. Good show. So yeah, I just want to. There's a handful of people. I just got to catch them if they're here. I missed Hannibal Buress last year. I'm disappointed about that. Because I know next time around, his tickets are going to be something crazy. So it's good to catch him while they're on the come up, you know. You catch him on the back end.
You going to see Kevin Hart whenever he come back?
Oh, nah. I seen Kevin Hart when his tickets were $15.
What are they now?
I couldn't even imagine. He was at the Console Energy Center. Like, that's where he performed, you know what I'm saying?
His jokes ain't that funny.
Hey, but he's that big, you know. So when someone gets to that level, Bill Burr was at something. I was explaining,
and he's so small.
Yeah, like, right. If you're not in the third row,
oh, man, you're just like squinting real hard. Yeah. Like
he's a tiny dude. But I caught him in the improv when he was like on the come up. Mm-hmm. So it was like $15 to see him. But Bill Burr, some of his tickets I was telling you was $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000 to see a comedy show.
Yeah, that's just if you have money to waste. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's that good. If you, that's just you have too much money.
Yeah, I've never heard a joke worth $1,000.
Me either, man. I was telling you before, man. You could bring Bernie Mac from the dead, Richard Pryor. Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, have them all perform on one show. I still ain't paying $1,000 to see that.
Yeah, that's freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's way too much money, man.
How much money do you think you made off that?
How many people do you think was there? It didn't seem like House Hall's not that big.
It's not.
So it only seems like it seats about probably like 400, more than 400. Maybe like
definitely more than 400.
Maybe around like 800 seats.
800 to 1,000.
Yeah, probably like 800 to 1,000.
And it wasn't filled when we went.
Nah. Our show definitely. The first show was sold out. So the second show definitely wasn't sold out. So he probably made around the $1,000 seats were sold, which is crazy. So I'm thinking in that show he probably came out with maybe like. 25,000.
Yeah,
I'll say that's what I would guess. So 25,000 a show.
That's probably liquid cash too.
right. So I mean that's pretty good. Two shows, making 25,000-50,000 a night, man. And he performed Tuesday in Cincinnati. So I mean that dude works, man.
He said he'd only be on tour for like what, 2 weeks or some shit like that.
2 weeks. Yeah, he do like a run. But he was just down.
How you make like 400 grand in like 2 weeks, that's though? Crazy, just go back, man. Home.
Yeah. Where did he just do? He was just in like.
And he traveled. He said he was traveling by bus.
Just between where he's going now, from Cleveland to Pittsburgh.
It's way cheaper than catching a flight.
Yeah, right. Even though he could afford it easily.
Yeah. Got my own G5.
But I mean, that's obviously not that bad of a trip. So, I know he's just in, like, Austria. He travels the world, too, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just in the Middle East, too. He got fans in the Middle East, you know what I'm saying?
Telling jokes to the troops.
not to the troops. He was saying, where was he? No, he was in Asia, and he was saying how there's, like, laws against stand-up over there.
What?
Yeah, because the way, I know. You're not allowed to attack politics or something.
Wow. So you know what?
It's like a crime.
I can see that because over in America, freedom of speech is like a little too damn free because they be disrespecting the hell out of the president.
Yeah, right.
And we go in on everybody.
Yeah. His joke, he had a funny joke about Kanye West, Bill Burr. He was saying like how that ego landed in the right person.
Yeah.
He was saying like that ego is like, it's pretty much like Hitler, you know?
Except
if Kanye West's ego would have landed in a white person, it would have been like deadly for people. You know?
It was like
because black people don't have the freedom like a white person has, so he can only do so much.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah,
a little pocketed racism there.
Yeah. He always tests the edges. His joke about his attacking women, man. Yo, he went hard on feminists and stuff. So they all had some edgy stuff. So it was a good show.
Yeah. Prior to us going to go see Bill Burr, we had went to this restaurant, which is incredibly hard to get into for some reason.
Yeah, because they're only open. They don't open until 5 o'clock p.m. It's a place called Tacos with a K.
Yeah. You need, like, reservations. Yeah. Darnell called. Did you call that morning?
I called the day before.
He called the day before. They were booked.
Until, like, 9:45 for, like, indoor seats. But we ended up going there. The weather wasn't bad, so we were able to get some outdoor seating.
Yeah.
We had like a 45-minute wait. And we were just pretty much watching people chill there, even though they knew we were waiting. Which
yeah.
Kind of sucked.
Man, if I ever see you out and about, and you see me on the waiting list, and you just sitting there talking, it's going to be game on. It's going to be game on.
But it was a cool place.
Yeah.
Tacos were good.
You only get two, though.
I know. It's if you're really trying to eat, that's not the place to go.
Yeah. Like, I ate those two tacos, and I was just like, but what else?
We waited like 20 minutes for the tacos, ate the tacos in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. And then the lady had nerve to come over and say, oh, you guys ate those pretty fast. Motherfucker, they tacos. How fast am I supposed to eat a taco?
Right, right.
And they little tacos.
Yeah. They were tasty, but
my mouth is this big. The taco's this big.
I guess they expect people to nibble, you know? Since they expensive tacos.
Ridiculous.
It's like one of those restaurants that pay $30 for a dish and only the center of the plate is filled. Like, yeah.
But the tacos were really good. The one taco I got, it had chorizo on there.
It was like egg.
It had like an overlight egg. I think it was some type of cheese or something on there.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
I had this. It's called Biztek, and it was like some steak. Steak taco.
Oh, yeah. Because we all got two tacos apiece, we just ended up swapping, like, one taco out so everybody can try something.
Right. So, yeah, we went with a couple other friends of ours who were able to come see the show with us. So
yeah.
It was cool. There was something that happened. I got bumped, which I didn't know happened. I bought some tickets for that 7 o'clock show, actually. That sold out, and they oversold the tickets. So they bumped me to the 9 o'clock show. And they emailed me to let me know. And I don't really check my email. So it was like,
I hate that. Like, I hate when
especially when you put your number down in your email.
What's the sense of, what other case would be needed for them not to use your number?
Right, yeah. If it's some immediate news you need to tell somebody, you go phone first.
Absolutely.
Phone's like emergency contact. Then you go email, you know?
I felt like it took more time for them to do email.
Yeah. They could have just left a message and I would have got it instantly.
They just like, well, if we email him and he doesn't see it, oh well.
That's pretty much what it seemed like, man. But whatever. Yeah. So I guess I know to expect that now. That's the first time I've gone to Hines Hall. I've gone to most of those theaters down there.
Yeah.
Been in them. I can't remember if I've seen a Blue Man Group in one of them. I think the been in them.
Look, man, you're a lucky dude because I'm constantly checking tour dates for Blue Man Group. Oh, they haven't been here in years.
When did I see? I seen them like 2 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Every time I check them, their tour dates skip Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow. You know, I want to see Cirque du Soleil. That's the next.
Oh yeah, Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
When I seen Chris Angel down in Vegas.
Yeah.
They had Cirque du Soleil in that.
Did they have the Michael Jackson one?
Nah. It wasn't just Cirque du Soleil because it was like Chris Angel with Cirque du Soleil.
Okay.
So they was doing like all crazy like acrobatics and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to see like the full effect of circus.
Okay.
It was just
like Chris Angel and
yeah.
Okay. What did Chris Angel do?
Some levitating stuff and walking down walls and magic.
His magic is too over the top. I like subtle magic because it's like a basic illusion. When he does it, it's just like, do you really want me to believe this? You know, it's just way too over the top, too much. He overdoes the magic. Too much magic. He needs to tone it down just to make it more believable. You know.
Look, man.
Because David Blaine, his stuff isn't that crazy.
He said he's over magic.
Yeah. Just too much. Just turn it down a notch.
Oh, it's too funny. Nah, man. Did you ever see when your boy walked on water?
Yeah, there's this one trick he did. It was like deja vu. He made these people walk down a hall. He put the sheet in front of the thing, and they were like at the end of the hall walking down again. This is ridiculous. You want me to believe this? Like, what David Blaine does is, like, simple card tricks, you know what I'm saying? He might tie his shoe without touching it. Just basic little stuff. Nothing too crazy. You'll never see David Blaine trying to fly.
Look, they did have that one time where...
When he went building the building, he was, like, gliding over Chris Angel. You ever see that one? It's like...
Nah, but I did see whenever he was levitating above his hotel.
He does way too much. I remember there was this magic show. He was one of the judges. He was literally like the best judge though. Cause he would like, if he seen like some phony trick, he would just be like, that trick is garbage. He would go hard on me.
What's the name of this show?
It was, I can't remember what it was called. There was this, when I was up at school, Seton Hill, this one dude was up there who ended up being on a show. A magician came, and he was just as good as Chris Angel and David Blaine. He did the little call, a random cell phone, like, mm-hmm. Guess somebody's random number, call them. He did that trick. I can't remember what the show was called, but Raven Simone was a judge.
Man, I ain't watching that bullshit.
Nah, it was cool, because...
Nah.
Look, because Chris Angel attacked her. Because this dude did a trick, and she was involved with it or something. And he made her draw a picture, put it in the chest, and he was supposed to guess what the picture was. And he, like, called her out on it. Like, she's definitely lying. So it was like, the show only lasted one season, so obviously it wasn't that popular.
I can't watch no bull crap with Raven Simone in it.
Yeah, she's one of the most annoying people.
Look, man, after the comments she's made... She has been disowned.
Yeah.
From blacks, from females, from light skins, everybody.
I wonder... Man, her... It wasn't even like she was that big of an actor to have that much arrogance, you know?
It's not.
To develop that much...
She was just as big as the one chick that was on Roseanne. That's on the talk show.
Roseanne.
What was her name? On the show, it was like Becky or some shit like that.
Like Roseanne,
like the show Roseanne.
Yeah, it was like her sister or something.
Nah, the daughter,
okay.
The dark haired daughter.
Yeah,
the one that does like she does cameos and
I can't honestly remember.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that show. I used to watch that show too, Roseanne.
Yeah, like Raven Simone. Come on now, dog.
Yeah, you were never really that big.
She's like Meek Mills right now, though. She's like, people kind of liked you before.
You know who
nobody really don't like you.
You know what I like? When people aren't like that. Like, remember Sister Sister? You don't hear them coming out saying stupid stuff all the time. It's like they
don't
just,
really say nothing.
Yeah.
They just stand their lane.
That's how you should be, man. Where do you feel like you have that, you've developed the right to just speak out like this? You haven't. You haven't earned that. I don't know, man.
And you basically acting like you speaking for everybody.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I guess that's what people like, though. Get that She takes that hateful side. So if you have a show and you throw a horror on it, people just want to see her so they can hate on her, you know? Because she's obviously going to say some stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Make everybody a little edgy.
Self-hate.
Self-weeping.
What, her?
She has self-hate.
She avoids the whole fact of being black.
She does.
Like, to the fullest extent.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm from Africa, but I certain parts of Africa, like, but not really African. Yeah. I'm American. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm from different nationalities and race. I'm like, look, I'm making shit up, and I sound just like her. So.
I wonder how she was raised, you know? Like, how did she end up like this?
Bill did it.
Putting
put
a different type of pill in her drink. He did knock her out. He
put something in her pudding.
Gave her some fluoride. Messed up her mind.
So, prior to us going to that taco restaurant, which was good, me and Darnell made a stop at
Arthur Miller.
Arthur Murray.
Okay.
I don't know who Arthur Miller is.
I thought it was Arthur Miller. I don't know.
Murray. Yeah, Arthur Murray downtown. It's a dancing studio. And,
yeah, we went in there to... Chauncey wanted to check some stuff for his...
Her mom.
For his mom?
Yeah. Her birthday's coming up.
There was a very nice, enthusiastic lady in there.
Yeah, she was really exciting.
And somehow, we end up signing up for some...
Yeah, we signed up for some classes.
For some personal assessment classes, too.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get graded on how well we dance.
Look,
which,
man,
is kind of...
I'm going to just tell you right off top. She's going to be on some zeros in all, right? All boxes. She'll be like, we got to start from scratch.
Yeah, right?
These are legs? This is called walking.
So that's going to be kind of scary. My personal assessment's tomorrow at 1.
And I am there at 5. So, 5:15 at that.
So I'm nervous. Because what I'm nervous about is, like, I don't even know where to begin.
It's me,
like,
neither.
She's just going to tell me to dance?
Like, yeah, how do you assess somebody on dancing when you don't know how to dance?
Right. Should I start with my upper body or my lower body? Oh, man. It's, I don't know. But there was
do what Drake did. Do what Drake did. Sing that hot line bling in your head all day. No, never know.
I might just have to go in there break dance a little bit. I don't know. So that should be fun, though. The lady was super nice, and it felt like if anyone could teach somebody, seems like she would be able to, because she seems like she could make it fun.
Yeah. On a good note, it looks like they know what they're doing.
Yeah. And it seems like they're pretty active. There's classes all week. Was it about 12 different things? You could learn the waltz.
Yeah.
You could learn how to...
There's waltz, rumba, cha-cha, swing, salsa, foxtrot, tango. They got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, man. So.
We'll definitely be able to get it in.
Yeah. So, I probably honestly won't fully start it until, like, the new year. Because my schedule, I really wouldn't be able to take many classes. So.
The way my check-in counter set up.
Yeah. So, I've been telling her I'll just probably have to start next year, you know, when I hop on this morning shift.
Yeah.
Just when my schedule's more open, so I could get better use of my money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be paying, and I only could take like 2 classes, you know.
Look, man, they had this one dude in there. He's just a little short Asian dude, and this mug, he was critiquing the hell out of this guy in there.
Shoulder position, arm level.
He walked in the room like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, they seem like they know. They take it pretty serious, it seems like.
Yeah. It won't get you to that Dancing with the Stars level. But
You'll be able to, man. They said if you make it to dude, that's when you start getting to the professional.
And competitions and stuff.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to compete.
Nah.
Look, man, my Swayze days are over.
I don't know. If you get good enough, man, you might have to. Why not? Test your skills. Get that black belt in Tango.
That's a bunch of poppycock. Boy, you say get your black belt in Tango.
So, yeah, that should be fun, though. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Yeah, so
what
if...
my levels are.
If there's something that you've been thinking about doing, and you've just been putting it off, just go walk into an establishment and just say, and hey. Just
talk to somebody. Cause you can,
what's the price is like?
What if I told you that it was all part of the plan? Was all part of the formula. Everything that you've done up to this point, whether it was a relationship or a job, an argument, a disagreement, the good times, the bad times, it all added up to you becoming the person that you need to be for that big plan in life.
You might run into somebody that's so enthusiastic, they'll make you want to do it more. Because we didn't go in there to...
It wasn't for us.
It wasn't for us at all. But she made it seem like we were capable, and it would be fun. And then she made... We signed up, because...
I'm being her, like, what's his name? Talking about, what am I going to do about my legs?
And, Rick James.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I wonder how difficult it's going to be to begin. Because obviously they have to judge, like, our balance, our basic knowledge.
I have no knowledge.
I have so little knowledge.
Balance, I can walk.
Yeah, man.
Posture, I can walk.
So, whenever it's going to be, like, videos we go off of, or... Just lady gonna be talking to me. I don't know.
We'll let you guys know next week.
Yeah. We'll just let it happen. See how it goes. You know what I'm kind of worried about, though? Where to park?
French Toast.
Yeah, it is downtown.
Absolutely.
And it's like, I'm going out of town where I have to pay, you know? Like you, 515, you only got to pay a little bit. Cause
you can park on the north side and walk across the bridge.
That's what I might end up doing, and honestly. Or parking in Lawrenceville or something.
Lawrenceville?
I mean,
Lawrenceville?
With Strip District.
And walking down from there?
Yeah.
It's closer just to parking on the north side, then.
True. I mean, if I got to walk, I got to walk, so it wouldn't even matter.
If you're parking on the north side, at least it's...
Yeah, because it's like right by the edge.
You get an Uber over the bridge. So, because it is football season, Darnell always loves to give a recap on how great the Steelers are doing.
Yeah, they're doing okay. They're doing okay.
Even with a loss.
Yeah. It's still early in the season, man. And we're second in our division.
You know, Mike Vick would have lost his game. We wouldn't have heard the end of it.
We would have.
Nah.
Just because it's still early in the season.
They were giving him hell right off top. He got hell in preseason.
He did, but it wasn't... Even when he lost the game, it wasn't that bad.
It's because the kicker really sucked.
Yeah, that's true. But he hasn't really played that well. He has some good plays, but overall his play has been mediocre, and no one's been complaining that much. I really haven't heard too much about
the Facebook media.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your Facebook friends.
Internet gangsters, man. The internet gangsters.
But on my Facebook, I haven't been seeing too much about it. I mean, everybody understands it's still early in the season. We're second in our division. There's only Cincinnati Bengals is the only team excelling in our division. They're undefeated right now. But the other two teams in our division are horrible. Ravens 1-5, and Cleveland's 2-4. So we're still in the run for playoffs. Being a 4-3 with our star quarterback out, I mean, you can't for X for much more, man.
I can.
I mean, this is what you expect. You can't expect to win every game.
We could have won.
Easily.
We could have won based off of just the first quarter alone.
If you think about what I was telling Chauncey, the three teams we lost to, New England Patriots, undefeated right now. The Ravens, we gave them their first win. And then Kansas City, we gave them their first win, which is ridiculous.
We like to give back from time to time.
Right. But this is year to year with the Steelers, man. They always play to the level of their competition. It's always been an issue. I remember years when we were like the best team in the league and we would lose to like the Oakland Raiders. And it just wouldn't make any sense.
Like, you know, who's not going to the playoffs this year? We're giving you away.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, you haven't been feeling good about yourself. Here, why don't you play a good team and beat us, you know? But the game was, it was like a slow game. The offense was, they weren't sure what they wanted to do. We started off passing. We tried to mix in the run a little bit. Then we started running too much. And we would do like five straight run plays. And it would be fourth down and we would run again. And it's like the defense is going to expect run. We've been running five straight plays, you know? Yeah, so I think the imbalance kind of caused some trouble. And then we had two turnovers, two interceptions.
If during the first quarter, which that's when I was awake, because I was getting sleepy because wasn't shit happening. What's his name? D'Angelo Williams? Uh-huh. If he would have caught that pass he was wide the hell open,
right.
We could have made it a game.
Yeah, that could have been a touchdown instead of a field goal. But yeah, that was he was wide open. There was no excuse for that. That was just
like it hit him right in the hands.
Yeah, good pass.
He was just like, I don't know.
But I was watching a recap on the turnovers. The turnovers we had were ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was just like
the one interception was completely the quarterback's fault, but that second one,
how it was just like, whoa. It's like, I'm going to toss it here, toss it there.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
I'm like, did everybody touch the ball?
So it was just kind of a slow. The offense was so unsure. And then when the offense started picking up, the defense started falling apart. So it was like we couldn't get both sides working at the same time. Because they ended up scoring two touchdowns towards the end of the game when we needed stops. And when the defense stopped, the offense couldn't do anything. So it was just an imbalance. But we had a big injury. Stephon Tua was out. He's one of our defensive ends.
Yeah.
And you could tell, like, he was missing. The pressure he creates, it just couldn't be replicated.
What we're going to have to draw this up to is we need a healthy team.
Yeah, for real, man.
We have a lot of people out.
Yeah, there was a big sack caused at the end of the game. Our left tackle's out. This dude Villanueva's filling in. And the dude just, like, ran around him. He's like, so it's, yeah, man, there's a lot of holes in our team.
Like, but, we're really unhealthy.
You got to survive, man. We're still in the run, which is good.
Which is crazy. That just shows our competition is garbage.
No, our division is bad.
That's okay, I'll go with that.
Our division is bad. The competition, the Steelers actually have one of the hardest schedules out of all the teams. If you, like, look at the most winning, if you add everybody's wins on our schedule from last year, the Steelers are at the top of our opponents. Hmm. So, we actually have, and I can't remember who's second to us. But, yeah, still early. Big Ben should be back next week for the most important game of the season so far. We play the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals. So, they're in the top of our division. We need to beat them.
We're going to beat them like it's nothing, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we are.
No.
We beat really good teams.
That's true. That's
except for the Patriots.
Weird. Yeah. But that game was a funny game. Oh, that's a kicker blue field goal.
Yeah. And they had Tom Brady.
Yeah, right. Which wasn't expected.
I'm sure they probably did play like, he's not playing. Right. Nobody plays playing. <he's> playing.
4-0? Like, man. Got some good lawyers, Tom.
Look, man, I'm a Tom Brady fan.
Tom Brady's a good quarterback. You can't deny his talents, man.
You can't. Even if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm not really a Tom Brady fan, but he's a good quarterback. I could never say he ain't, you know.
Him and Gronk?
Yeah. Oh, that's another, you know, Steelers with tight ends. That's another hole in their defense. Because, Kansas City got a good tight end. Kelce, he was killing us. He's the second best tight end in the league right now, like yardage-wise. Man, they ripped us apart with him.
We had a lot of plays during the time we were on defense where whoever was calling the plays out for that was just leaving people wide open. Like, no coverage.
Right, yeah, man. Tight end kept popping open. And that's like a hole in our defense all the time, man. But I don't know. It's like if Ben Roethlisberger was playing, we expect high scoring games. So
maybe we'll be able to. And then keep on top up. Of that, we don't use what's his name? Antonio Brown or.
He actually had decent numbers this game.
This game, but yeah. Prior to that.
Yeah, Mike Vick didn't throw to him. A big target for Landry Jones, though, has been Martavius Bryant, number 10. Yeah, he's been killing.
Yeah.
He threw a touchdown pass to him.
What about Le'Veon Bell?
Life monster. He'll always play good, no matter what. There's something. He's definitely one of the best in the league, easily. But he has some crazy runs. So that's one dude you'll know will always be consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always out to play. Doesn't fumble. Always gets you needed yards. That's why on those fourth down plays, I don't know why they didn't have him in. Even though Williams was running hard.
He was. He was getting those first downs.
You can't deny that. But it's like Bell could do that too, you know?
Hey, we try to keep him healthy.
Yeah, I guess so. So yeah, they definitely gotta go. They could definitely gotta be ready for next week. That's gonna be a tough game, and it's the Bengals bye week, so they're gonna be well rested before this game. So we got all these injuries.
We'll need no rest.
Rough game. So yeah, Roethlisberger should be back. So it's gonna be an exciting game. Andy Dalton's been on fire.
It's a home game.
Quarterback. I don't know if it's home or away. But it's close enough. That's pretty much a home game, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
That's funny. They're in Ohio. They're winning.
They are, man. Best team. Best team in the AFC North.
But Cleveland can't do nothing.
There's a curse on Cleveland, man.
Hold on. So, Cincinnati is like our Steelers. And the Eagles are like Cleveland. Boom. Because they don't know what Super Bowls look like. they only watch it on TV.
But Cincinnati's always an okay team. They got a good coach, Marv Lewis. So they're always a competitive team. The Browns, last time they were competitive was like 2003 or something. When they actually had a chance to make the playoffs.
We need more Johnny football.
What happened with his domestic? I heard they put the video out of that.
What?
Situation.
What are you talking about?
That a domestic.
I didn't hear anything about
domestic
that.
Domestic abuse charge he just got hit with.
He hit somebody?
His girlfriend.
Did he?
I guess he like grabbed her or something. I don't think he like hit her.
I feel like. But did he really hit her? Did he even touch her?
I don't know. Did you hear about it?
I didn't. This is the first of my knowledge.
But Nah, he actually got in trouble for it. He hasn't been playing or anything.
And I'm not trying to discount anybody that ever said they've been hit or anything. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, it only takes for one chick to say it. And you're wrong regardless.
What, the guy?
Oh, yeah. If a chick says, oh, you raped me, you touched me, it's over for you.
Yeah. Oh, what a catch. Oh, that was nice.
What game is this?
The Cowboys and Giants. This guy, Randall, just made this one-handed catch. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That was easy.
But, yeah, there's been this... a lot of people have been talking how, like... about situations of rape. How, like... when you put the information about these rape cases out, they give the guys information before it's been proven that it's been raped. So there's been a lot of, like, false rape allegations, like...
Yeah, once somebody says you raped them, it never gets pulled back off.
Yeah, they get attacked. And then even after they prove that it wasn't actually rape, it's not like there's a public apology.
It's just dog, you're still a potential raper.
Right. So it's like, yeah, that's a tricky situation.
Shit, that's why I just stay in my lane.
But there was this one football player that coming out of high school, some chick accused him of rape. He ended up serving 5 years in jail for this lady that accused him of rape, and all they did was kiss or something. And he met up with this chick after he got out, had a recorder on him, and was talking to her, and she admitted that he didn't actually rape her. And how she just wanted to get back at him or something. And, she has to pay all the money she ended up making off that case back. And, but his life is...
But that's it?
He spent 5 years in prison.
That's it?
Yeah.
For framing somebody, that should be death.
She should go to jail.
Death. I'm skipping jail. Death. You get death penalty for framing people.
But it was a sad story, man.
Nah, dog.
I think the Bills end up letting him try out for the team. Just, you know.
That's ruining somebody's life.
Oh, ruining it, man.
You can't fix that.
Yeah.
There's no amount of money. There's no situation you could put him in that can fix that.
Yeah.
He had to endure jail. He had to eat that shitty food, worried about getting raped every day, getting staph infection, horrible doctors in there.
Like, he couldn't even go to college. Like, he had full rides to college. Uh-huh. He missed like that important transition to adulthood, you know. So it's like the messed up things. There's a couple. Oh yeah, the Rolling Stones had a story they put out about some rape case, but it was like a made up rape case. Like this chick, they didn't do any research about any background check on a chick that accused this guy of rape. And it was just all false.
I wonder how many cases are out there with guys that try to frame chicks for rape.
I don't think, man, how hard is that to do?
I don't know.
Like, how...
But is it ever the other way?
I'm sure it happens, but I'm sure it's so rare. But I wonder how many false rape cases there are.
There's probably as many false rape cases out there as there is dirty cops.
Yeah. Or I can't remember what school it was. At Duke University, when the strippers, they got some strippers for the fraternity or something. And the strippers tried to say the guys raped them. No. But they had it all on video. They all had cell phone video and end up like saving them.
Wow. Yeah. Like, there should be charges for that.
Yeah, for real, man.
That is so jive.
Yeah, so messed up, man. Because I think it's just that traumatic effect it has when it's like presented in the news. You know what I'm saying? That everyone jumps on it so
fast.
There's
no recovering for that.
Yeah. So everyone wants to read about that story. You know, that catches everybody's attention. Oh, this young lady's been raped. Especially if it's like a lacrosse team, like the Duke case was like the lacrosse team or something. So instantly they were like already looked down upon because these are like the jocks, fraternity guys, and it was like luckily they all had cell phone videos and like it's almost like you gotta protect yourself at all costs now.
Man, I ain't going nowhere without a GoPro camera for now on, dog.
And then there was another case that Joe Rogan talks about this case a lot. These two people end up getting drunk, right? And a girl texts him like, yeah, I want to come over and have sex, right? He's like, you have condoms? And they end up like linking up. They were both drunk, right? They have sex. And then the girl's roommate says, oh, he raped you. So she ends up...
Stop it. Stop
And they were like texting each other back and forth. They like negotiated this. It wasn't like she ended up texting him first. Yo, there's some weird stuff that happens.
Look, man, and this is not us trying to discount situations out there that really do happen that are real deal rape cases. We're not discounting that at all. But these ones that are just frames and you're going to ruin somebody's life forever?
Yeah.
Based off of you just emotionally disturbed?
Right. Alright, this is, I'm looking up this little article about, the Rolling Stone story. They did a story on, it was the University of Virginia.
Okay.
And, the title of the article was, A Rape on Campus. Now the dean of University of Virginia is suing Rolling Stones, because after they figure out the story was completely nonsense, they're suing Rolling Stones.
That's slander.
Yeah, it really is, man. This story, so many people read this story. How many people are going to not apply to the school now after hearing this story of rape and how University of Virginia dealt with it? Obviously, none of it was true, though, you know?
It only takes one situation, man.
Yeah. So that's the thing about rape cases too. The guy's back is instantly against the wall. You know, he's truly defending himself. There's no guilty, innocent until proven guilty in a rape case. It's completely opposite.
Yeah.
You gotta prove yourself innocent.
Well, you can say you didn't do it 1,000 times. And even if they don't find any like evidence, it's just like, well, she did say you raped her.
Yeah, right. Still just goes
like, down. Like, hold on. Like, that's all it takes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know this chick, but...
You remember the case with,
You kind of look like a raper.
If you think about Mayweather's case, they didn't find any physical evidence.
No. In one of the interviews he did, he said... he came out with just like, yeah, she started swinging on me and I grabbed her arms and restrained her from swinging... And that's the story that they're not going to talk about.
Yeah.
And then whenever he said that, that's when his ex-girlfriend or whatever, she filed charges against him because he wasn't allowed to say it.
Damn, that's messed up.
Yeah, so it's just like...
Because in the medical reports, there was like no scratches, no anything.
But he'll for always be known... For beating a woman.
Yeah, that's kind
of... No matter if he touched her or not.
Right. You'll never know the full truth in some of these cases. It's just kind of messed up. It really comes down if you can catch the chick telling the truth. Like, just in that case with the football player. Like, if she wouldn't have just said the truth.
If you don't got it recorded via video or audio, you're shit out of luck.
Right. So, it's kind of sucks, too, because then it takes away from the people that actually... have been raped, you know?
Did you watch Dexter?
Did you
remember that one episode where the one chick, she was dating Dexter, or they were messing around, and he said, look, I don't want to see you anymore, like, I can't do this anymore. So, she slept with one of his friends, and then went in the bathroom and took a date rape drug.
Crazy. Yeah, you could do stuff like that.
So it's just like, yeah, we had sex, but I didn't roof her. But good luck trying to explain that shit.
Right, yeah, that's very, man, the dirtiness of the world, man. Like, especially when for just like a scandalous woman trying to get back at somebody, no saying what she'll do.
No telling, man.
She is cold as ice, willing to sacrifice.
Eventually, we'll be able to read minds, so none of this could ever happen again.
One day you'll pay the price, I know.
But, man, it just sucks, man. Because that's such a dirty thing to, like, rape somebody. But how both sides can be played.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or was that chick that was carrying around the mattress? Do you remember that story about...
What?
She was... I can't remember what school she was at. But she was carrying around a mattress, trying to show everybody, like, this is the mattress she got raped on or something.
What the heck?
Hold
on. Carrying around a mattress?
Carrying around a...
That's a thing? You can actually carry... I mean, was this a single? A twin?
It was like a twin mattress.
I was about to say, she can't be carrying around a full-size mattress all damn day.
Girl carries around matches. It comes up pretty cool. All right, this is at Columbia University. All right, it says it's a 50-pound mattress.
That's ridiculous.
But all the medical reports, she had zero evidence. It was just her saying.
Who is she accusing?
Some student, he actually has a whole story. There's a whole story on him, too. He said initially he thought they called him in as a witness, but he is actually being the one that was accused.
What the hell?
He really had no clue that he was involved in this. But, yeah, there's so many cases where it's like some of these ladies are just trying to get attention almost. But yeah, they showed she was pretty much just lying.
Look, man, we might have to take this back to the just being celibate and just keeping to yourself, dog. Because either way it goes, just like,
but pretty soon you'll get trapped. Every sexual encounter is gonna need a contract along with it, you know.
Nah, dog, I need this to be on some 50 Shades of Grey status. Like, all right, so these are the terms and conditions. No, I ain't seen the movie either.
Okay.
But I know there's terms and conditions. You know what I'm saying? Even if we got radio record this shit, like, yeah, I solemnly swear.
Right, man. I know there's, like, certain artists, they supposed to have contracts. Things like 50 Cent, he makes women sign contracts.
When you worth so much money, you
can't even play around with
it. A prenup can't do it no more.
Yeah. Yeah, girl will cry rape on you in a second. So, yeah. What is it? Drake doesn't let people have cell phones in his house or something.
Yeah.
He brings a girl to his house. No cell phones.
He ain't trying to catch that hotline bling.
So, like, yeah, or, like, certain people have rules. Yeah, man. I guess if you hook up with... I remember, was it Derek? You ever hear about Derek Jeter? The care package he gives to women after they hook up?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. He sends them home with, like a goodie bag with, like, an iPhone in it. A signed jersey.
Bribe. Bribe. That's what it looked like. A bribe.
Not a bribe. Just like, hey, man, you reached the next level. He made it.
Some bribery, dog.
You're in a small club of women.
Go home, wear my name when you're back.
So, he, like, that's pretty funny.
Sounds like a bribe.
It probably is, though. I don't know.
Nothing ever happened.
That's not a bribe. That's so much evidence right there, though.
What? That she was over there with him?
Yeah.
That's a bribe. It's like, look, I got you this cell phone, this jersey.
It's his iPad.
Just keep quiet. Keep this to yourself. Everybody don't need to know we had sex.
Yeah, it was. You sent me a link to that Aziz Ansari, his new show that's about to come out on Netflix next month, November, called Master of None. Aziz Ansari's been all about relationships recently, man. Just trying to. He just came out with a book called Modern Romance.
Yeah, Darnell talked about that a couple of episodes back.
Yeah, his last stand-up was mainly about dating. And then he got the show Master of None, which is pretty much about him finding the one.
Oh, fuck.
What happened?
The condom broke.
But you didn't finish, right? It's fine.
Yeah, but there's those little guys that come out before the big party, you know?
I want to get the pill.
Me and this young lady were... Yep, there it is. Oh, no. Please, I got it. My treat.
We need you to do an accent.
You mean like an Indian accent?
You know, Ben Kingsley did an accent in Gandhi, and he won the Oscar for it, so...
But he didn't win the Oscar just for doing the accent. I mean, it wasn't an Oscar for Best Indian Accent.
You see The Social Network? The Indian guy is a white guy.
No, I read that he's 1/16th Indian.
Who cares? If you go back far enough, we're all 1/16th something. I'm probably 1/16th black. You think they're gonna let me play Blade?
Whoever you're dating now at this age, it could be who you end up with. It's a big decision. It's hard. Now, how many women did you meet before you decided on mom?
Two,
that's it? What was wrong with the first lady?
It's a little bit too tall. As soon as he stood up, I was like, oh, no. We have to learn to make decisions, man.
You want kids?
Part of me is like, yeah, it'd be an amazing experience.
Black lady, Chinese man.
Hey, don't yell out people's ethnicities.
There are a million things that guys have no clue about that are so annoying.
Like what?
So you remember when we went to brunch and we both Instagrammed a picture of that frittata?
Ooh, that frittata was fluffy as hell.
What are your comments?
Yumtown. Population biv.
Check mine out.
I want to fuck your face.
When you close your eyes, do you see Dev and Rachel in a cozy house with little Devs running around?
I just see black.
This is Dev. We're seeing each other.
You seem very nice.
I'll admit, I was a little worried. Some of my friends have racist grandmas.
Oh, I see. You assumed I was a racist just because I'm old.
Well, now the tables have turned. I'm sorry.
No, that one scene, you're just like, oh, you thought I was an old racist, didn't you?
So that show looks like it's going to be funny. So I can't wait to see that. What else is Bill Burr's show's coming out in December on Netflix.
Is that, it's supposed to be a cartoon?
Yeah, animated cartoon, F is for Family, about Bill Burr's come up in Boston. So that's, should be, Netflix is doing a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, man, they dropping something new, like, weekly now.
Pretty much, man. Just came out with a new movie. A couple new stand-ups is up there. New TV shows left and right. New documentaries. They got this documentary. I briefly started watching it. It's about the, something, what is it called, man? It's called, like, A Hot Winter or something. It's about it's about them fighting the government in Russia. Oh. Fighting back against the government in Russia.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
It's something like Hot Winter. It's a play on hot and cold. Since, like,
I've seen previews for that.
Yeah, so... And it's an original Netflix documentary, so they're doing a lot
soon
of stuff,
Netflix
man.
Ain't gonna be nothing but just originals.
Yeah, that's what it seems like they're going for, man. They're just gonna have
it's like, look,
stuff.
Man, we ain't paying y'all no more.
Right. Everything's gonna come through us. We got the money to afford great production.
So they're just backing through subscriptions.
They got kid shows now.
Do they?
Yeah. They got everything, man. Comedies, stand-ups, movies, documentaries.
They're going to be their own thing.
Oh, man. And the thing, Blockbuster could have bought them for $10 million.
Blockbuster need help.
Oh, Blockbuster, they're not done yet? Are they still slightly surviving?
I haven't seen one of their little boxes, like the little Blockbuster boxes.
They got like a red box type thing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure all their stores are gone. They're kind of like the Circuit City. Like, they're still around.
I can't believe they're still holding on.
Netflix whooped their ass. Not Netflix. What was it? Netflix and Redbox. Redbox. Yeah, whooped their ass.
Took them out fast.
Remember Family Video?
Family Videos are still surviving. Really? There's one by my house.
Really? Who's going there?
I guess families. I'm sure there's still like I'm sure there's still like the older generation that likes to go and like look through movies.
I could. And the, like the sign is so old, it only makes me think that VHSs are in there.
It's like, yeah, man. I think there's still people that just like that nostalgia effect of going into a video store and looking through movies, you know.
Nostalgia?
I guess, yeah, man. Just that feeling they get when they walk into a video store.
He's like, well, I go to Redbox. Yeah. Hundreds of movies in here. The Incredibles. Iron Man 2.
Right. So, yeah, they're still surviving, man. And
Braveheart, the double disc set?
Yeah, Redbox had games in there.
Yeah.
Movies. It's like, man, that's pretty cool.
You can get regular definition or
Blu-ray
or HD, yeah.
Everything you need. What an effective way of movie rental, because it's like it takes it's all credit card. So if you want to decide to steal it, it's gonna charge the hell out of you.
Yeah.
So it's up to you. They charge you or not. So it's like people are going to be forced to be responsible with that. Like, you can't give them misinformation.
Absolutely. So, they gonna get their money regardless.
Right. Unless you give them I guess you could get a gift card. Can you put gift card information in there? Those Visa gift cards? You probably do that.
Probably.
Just rob them. Only put $1 on the card.
You're a scam artist. Just rob them.
Clean out the whole thing.
They were doing studies trying to figure out of all the social media outlets what the kids were using the most. Mm. And they're saying that, you know, Facebook's getting, you know, phased out. Mm. Even Twitter's getting phased out.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought Twitter would be number one.
Actually, Instagram is.
Wow.
Yeah. They're just like, no, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Snapchat. It's like, it's Instagram. Wow. They're using Instagram way more.
Yeah. So, what is Instagram? Is just all pictures, or is it pictures, like messages too?
Pictures. I don't even use it. I have one. I don't even use it. I get like 2 pictures on there.
Oh, damn.
And I'm just like, this is stupid. Like, I got a Facebook. Like,
right.
The Facebook does what Twitter does and Instagram does. Mm. Together.
I was listening to, who's it, Dennis Miller?
Okay.
Stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. I guess he was big, in the 90s.
I know Dennis Miller.
Yeah. Well, he had this little thing about how he talked about how he hates social media.
By the way, if it is getting hotter, who's going to fix it? The A-team, known as Mankind? You been to a mall lately? I can't believe what people wear out of the house. Trust me, the hoi polloi are going to be too busy to fix global warming. They already have a lot on their paper plates. What with Facebooking and texting and Instagramming and tweeting. You know, never have lives less lived been more chronicled.
Yes, important nonsense. He's like, I've never seen so much unlived lives presented to me all day. Like, people just taking pictures of basic stuff. Like, you need, if you're going to throw it up, it needs to be worthy of throwing up. But people just throw up everything. Mm-hmm. Like, just normal stuff. It's like, come on, man. This didn't need to get posted, you know?
Yeah. Going to sleep.
Yeah, right. About to eat my dinner. Like, come on, I didn't need to see your basic dinner. You're not even out. This is just rice and chicken. Did you need to post this?
Put a little sauce on the set.
Right. So people just do too much, man. It's just overused. Like, all social medias are completely overused.
Oh, definitely. Flooding the market.
Yeah, man. It's just doing too much.
And everybody's always looking for the next one.
Right. Yeah, man. There's so many of them. Just got the Snapchat, got the Vans, Tumblr, what Reddit does. There's so many outlets of too many outlets of communication. Just,
and it's so much how it's being used as well.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's no sign of it calming down. It just seems like it's getting amped up each year after year.
Well, you know, like whenever I use social media, if I'm gonna post something of my own, it's very rare.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I don't say much on there.
Right.
I don't put up any pictures or anything. It's always, oh, he did add something of his this month.
Right, right, right.
But for the most part, I just share. Oh, yeah, that was a cool video.
Right, right. That's what I do too. That's what I like to do. If I come across somebody post something that's funny or
I look positive. At it for laughs. That's about it. Just for laughs.
At least laughs and positive messages.
Uh-huh.
Like I like seeing stuff like just like positive quotes or people working out and
but
just doing stuff that may help motivate you, you know?
Absolutely. Me and you've been at the jobs we have currently for like roughly 3, 4, 5 years in that range.
Right, right.
And I don't know if you're aware of like the job market right now, but if you go apply at, I don't know, there's so many different jobs that's out there, but there's not a lot of jobs out there.
Right.
When you go apply, they want your email address to be on your resume. They want, you know, the last places you worked at, some references and whatnot. And they take all your information, they look it over just like they do any other time. But they also add into the fact of, hey, let me check out their social media.
Right, right, right.
So they're going online and they're looking up your Facebook and they're looking up your Instagram.
Yeah.
And they're looking up your Twitter. And they're just like, what type of person am I about to hire here? What type of person am I really considering giving an interview to?
Yeah, just think about all the people that lost their jobs because of what they posted on like a social media site.
Absolutely.
And there's so many stories of people doing something goofy, out drinking or something, and posting on Facebook, and their boss lets them go because it's just...
I've called up friends on countless occasions and said, take that last picture on, like now. And they're just like, what? What's wrong? I'm like, you're sitting in the driver's seat with a bottle of 151. I just like, everything's wrong with that.
Right, 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 right.
I just like, yeah, you're clearly saying, and then your comment is, I'm so gone right now. Okay. Yeah, you're doing nothing wrong.
Did you see that chick that was on Periscope, and she ended up...
Something about the cops.
She was drunk driving, and she was airing it on Periscope. Now, Periscope is like the newest... social media type thing. It's instant broadcast. So she was drunk driving and she threw it on Periscope and they were able to find her through her Periscope.
Stupid.
It was like
stupid.
It's bizarre the connection of the world now to be able to find somebody through their Periscope, you know exactly where she is, and for her to do something that stupid too, man. Just like what is driving people today to constantly, I don't know, just need to be seen, man. I don't know.
Well, as of recent, I told Darnell I checked out this new podcast. It was like Tech News Today, and they really do some serious research on today's technical information, and they definitely caught my interest. So one of the first ones I listened to, they talked about the effects of social media and your credit. How we doing?
I'm good. 108.
108. And they said, can social media affect your credit? And me being like a credit guru now, you know, just been working on mine and checking it out from all angles, I'm just like, there's no possible way social media can like affect your credit. Wrong. FICO and TransUnion put out messages saying, hey, look, we are now currently looking into using social media to determine if we give approval for loans and credit cards. And you must be asking yourself, like, how is this possible? What could they really be determining to say yay or nay to getting approved for credit? Well, they said that certain keywords that people put on their social media implies that they're going to be irresponsible with their credit. So using the word wasted on social media saying, oh, I'm so wasted right now, or I'm about to go get wasted,
right.
implies that you don't know how to take care of money. In that case, that's not true in all of them.
Yeah, that is.
It's because there's people that do go out and get drunk and have a good time, but when it's time to, you know, get to the money and, you know, focus on what you need to get done, they can do that. But looking at majority wise, that's not always the case.
Right.
Majority, when you're getting wasted, yeah, you're most likely not in control of your life or your finances.
Right.
One of the guys on Tech News said, how is this possible that they could really judge people off of, you know, using the word wasted when you could have somebody that works for an environmental group and they're worried about food being wasted. So if they go on there and say, hey, you know, we wasted a lot of food today, we gotta really get on top of things, like, they can't just target that one word. And they said they're definitely looking at the whole spectrum of how the context about that word is being used.
Mm. So is this just going to be, what if it's just a message too and not a picture? How can you just base what's going on just off of a message? I could tell if it's like a photo and you could see somebody actually wasted. If they were just talking,
they didn't say anything about pictures. They said, like, if you got online and said you're getting wasted.
But yeah, everything's gonna be weirdly connected, man.
They said they were presented with this idea about 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
And they just didn't jump on it because they're just like, well, we're just gonna stick to this and see how it goes. But because of how fast social media is going, it seems like that's the only way that they can really understand the people that they're getting to jump on and open up these loans and credit cards and whatnot.
Yeah, man, it's the connection of everything. What they're expecting, oh wow, good catch. What they're expecting to happen with a Periscope, pretty soon, once Periscope gets big enough, you're going to be able to go to Google Maps, right? Click on anywhere in the world and just watch what's going on at that particular time. Because the Periscope is instant broadcasting, like live broadcasting. And they're expecting you could just go to Google Maps, wherever you want to see, just be able to click on something and see what's going on in that particular part of the world, anywhere.
So you remember that movie, The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
And the part when they was using sonar?
Yeah.
That's basically what they're about to do.
Yeah, man.
They're going to use everybody's phone so you can look inside basically the world. Now they're just using the city.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Damn, that was both feet in?
Yeah.
That was a dope catch.
Yeah, good catch. So, man, we'll see where this technology takes us.
Well, that was on, like, the negative end of, like, you not getting approved and your score going down. Mm-hmm. But they said if you have a group of friends in your friends list that have good credit, then you're likely to get approved. Because you're associated with people that have good credit.
Well, how's that work, though? Because, I mean, you get, like, 4,000 friends on Facebook.
I don't know how they're planning on doing this. They have people that sat down and put these algorithms together, and they're just like, okay, well, this is, you know.
Because, I mean, Facebook friend doesn't mean real friend, you know?
It doesn't.
Like, there's a lot of, I try to make sure I actually know the people that are my Facebook friends. But some I don't. I can't say I know. Not every single one, you know.
At the end of the day, it's just like, do I really care?
Right, yeah.
But if they care, it's like, wow.
Yeah, man, they ain't really going to start paying attention.
And you could somewhat just rig the system and just friend a bunch of people that you're really cool with and just don't put wasted online.
Or you could, like, is there a site where you can see who else has good credit and you could just...
That could be the next thing.
Find the people who have good credit and just become Facebook friends.
Good credit friends.
Yeah. Maybe there's like a good credit group of friends. Like a
good credit Facebook
group. Like a Facebook group that's like good credit, you know. You join that group.
Hey. You're golden. There could be an app for that.
Could be. It's an app for everything. Yeah, man. It's going to be cool to see what's the next big advancement. What's the next crazy social media site that's going to pop up. So everything's coming so fast. It's hard to predict what's going to come next.
Is there something... that's going to outshine YouTube?
Ouch. There's a couple of things trying to go. What's Jay-Z's thing that he's trying to get artists to sign to?
Look, man. I believe Jay-Z's a smart dude.
Yeah.
I believe he makes very creative, strategic moves in the game. I don't believe he has the power to really take over anything.
Right.
I don't feel like he has the capability. Yeah, but matter of fact, he has the capability. He just doesn't know how to use his resources.
No, he actually does. If he gets enough people committed to it, it's going to be hard to deny because what he's doing is allowing the artists to get a bigger cut of people sharing their videos and all that. So if he gets enough artists to commit to that, like only...
I thought he was just doing it for like just the audio.
No, it's like audio and video.
Really?
Yeah, audio and video license. So like you can't. There's like certain Beyonce videos you can't see on YouTube.
It's alright because I ain't looking them videos. Up.
Who else is signed to it? I think Lil Wayne's on it now.
Yeah, a lot of his music has been.
But I mean, if Lil Wayne, Drake's next. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be a big... If he could get Drake, that's going to be a big...
That's going to be a
big deal, man.
That is a puller.
And get Justin Bieber. Get Justin Bieber, the dude that got big off of YouTube, and if he could get him onto his joint, that's going to be huge.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, he could actually make a big impact with that if he gets the right people, you know. Rihanna's one. Rihanna's on that.
Yeah, because they're all signed to his label. Yeah. I mean, those, they are...
J. Cole's not on it, though. J. Cole's videos are still on YouTube.
It's part of Roc Nation.
Yeah, but he's not on his service. I can't remember. I can't even think of the name. What's the thing called?
Those are a few people, and I feel like, yeah, they're big, but...
I'm just saying, if he gets enough, he could actually...
He's not going... I still don't think he's going to have to pull for it.
Yeah, it's going to take a while, though. I mean, this is brand new.
I don't think he's going to have to pull for it. Because just because he puts it on there...
That's called title.
It doesn't mean that somebody can't copy the video from there and just upload it on...
But YouTube's going to automatically pull it down, though. I mean, it's going to take a second for them to get it down, but they'll eventually pull it down. Because the licensing issue, they understand business. They'll get sued if they...
It's a cool thing that he's trying. He's not going to be able to pull it off, though.
Yeah, it's going to be too hard, man. Yeah, there's way too many ways for people to leak videos. Man.
So, and that's just on the video terms. They said up to this quarter in the year 2015... Android has had 90% more downloads than iTunes, but this, and then we're talking the same quarter.
Oh, wait, well, downloads of what?
Just downloads in the App Store.
Okay.
But on iTunes, for the Apple Store, they've had 80% more cash revenue.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so yeah, I'm sure Apple's getting not Apple. I'm sure Android's getting more downloads, but they're not making more money.
Right. So it's like more free stuff being downloaded.
Uh huh. Okay. Those are crazy numbers at that.
That kind of makes sense though, because how often people use the like iTunes for music, like the iTunes Store. That's they get a lot of sales on that, you know.
And it's because your freedom is limited on there. You can't do what you want to do with music and videos on there.
Yeah, right. And
you can do that on Android.
So easy. It's just like one click. It's on your phone. One click.
Yeah. So it's all right there.
Right.
But then you have to pay.
Yeah. Right.
Like there's no getting no free shit.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to music, they got that on lock.
True. Yeah, we'll see how Tidal turns out. And there's another one that's a lot of for like independent developers and producers called Vimeo.
Yeah, I've seen that one. They have their own channel on YouTube.
Oh, okay. But they don't show like full things, do they?
Videos? Full music movies. Videos?
Yeah. Oh,
you talk. Like, they have. Movies. They also have an app.
And they have, yeah. If you go to their site, it's like filled with a lot of independent producers, just directors who upload their own like films, like, who make their own movies, and they give them like a large cut of what's presented and everything, and they don't have to go through the avenues of everyone else, you know. So, but yeah, man,
it's gonna be hard. Because yes. Like you were saying before, Google is capitalizing on everything.
Right.
And Google owns YouTube.
Oh, dang. I didn't know that. So, yeah.
You know what? If you look on, next time you load up YouTube, you'll see the Google in there.
Okay. Yeah, Google, they've been trying to get Google in trouble because a lot of people consider them a monopoly. Because obviously, what's the big three? It's like Google, Yahoo, and what's the other one? There's one more that I can't even think of.
MSN, so, Jeeves.
Yeah, right. So they've been trying to say Google's been cornering the market because they present so many ads that you're not even aware of, and they get paid from all these ads. They make something like a billion a month or something. Crazy off of their ads.
How about this? Next time you click on something, you search something on Google, when it first pops up, like when you're...
The first two bars?
No, when you're like going to your first link, when you click on the link, and you know, the letterhead's supposed to jump up and say, okay, I don't know, www.orangechicken.com or something like that. Yeah. Like you were searching for something. Right at the top, they'll say Google Leads. It'll pop up first, and then it'll go there. It's like, boop, we get credit.
But yeah, man, it's crazy how what they're able to do. You know, how they're when you want to search something, you go to Google. You know, like automatically. Oh, and now that Google and Yahoo is actually about to merge.
If Google's buying them, then yeah, they're taking over the market. The searching market.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
I can't tell you the last time I used Yahoo search for anything.
Right.
He's fast as hell.
Well, there was a... There was a... they actually did a game in London, and they aired it on Yahoo. Like, you go on yahoo.com to watch it.
Huh.
Yeah. It was like this morning at 10:30.
Trying to get some people over to Yahoo, check out their stuff.
Alright, so it says Google and Yahoo partners on ads and searches through 2018. So I don't know exactly what that titles. But I'm pretty sure Yahoo's just saying, like, man, they're beating us out. So, can't beat them, join them.
Got to.
Yeah, he's ready.
Yeah, where we at?
125.
Yeah, that's cool.
Alright, we're gonna wrap this joint up.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening. Hopefully, informed you on some stuff.
Yeah, definitely check out that podcast. Stop him off at TNT. Got Tech News Today.
Check out some Bill Burr.
Aziz Ansari's new
show coming out in November. Bill Burr, Paul Verzi. Look at Paul Verzi. He got Spotify. He just put a new hour special up on that. He was super funny. Joe Bartnick's from Pittsburgh, so I mean, check him out. And Jason Lawhead. They're all funny, so if you into any comedy, man, you can check some of those things out.
Absolutely. Guys, a bunch of information today. Hope it was delightful to hear. Yeah, stay positive. Try something new. Until next time.
I drop my little 2 cents. I know this just a business that my passion gets confused with. My pimping part of the problem, but motherfucker solution. Make the money in Oxford and probably blow it in Houston. Niggas paying for pussy, but taxing for whack. Versus I audit the competition like something done come up missing. Fingers just started itching. Lotion can't really fix it. Throw money at me, I catch it. Don't worry about how to pitch it. I'm gifted, but you knew that from the beginning, huh? Stay missing home, but I'm grown, so I'm getting by. Even eating soul food like it's 95. Feel it's do or die. Cause the man with the most to offer is often the overlooked. Spent days at the library, now I'm often overbooked. No juking inside my movements, but haters is often shook. These women fishing for ballers, but baby, I'm off the hook. Aware of my social status, like whites aware of my blackness. Slaving to get a piece, tell master to kiss my asses. Too perfect, avoid in practice, but my OG told me work. So I'ma hold it down like I'm drowning. What I'm worth, I put in work. Tell me what I wanna hear, cause the truth don't feel too good. Oh, 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 oh. Tell it to me nice and clear, so I'm not misunderstood. Sometimes the truth hurts, but I know it make you better. I ain't giving you a lecture, but these words will live forever. Usually I wouldn't rap this, but feel it more than ever when my fam give me advice, but I just treat it like whatever. I came up coolin', so it's hard to understand me. I'm the type to trade a Grammy for some more time with my family. I'm lying, LA nights, hit the bat like Dodgers might. Moving on up, since the flow is dynamite, doing fine. At least that's what you tell me. Sweet the sound of ignorance, ignoring pain to help me. I trust you like my brother, dog. But love it when the curtain's drawn. So keep the truth stuck in its tracks. Unify the smoking mirrors, fool that monkey on my back. I've been going ape shit for complacence. I became sick when I got ill. Hospice where I chill, get a number to myself. Tell me what I wanna hear. Tell me what I wanna hear. Misunderstood.